You thought you had rid yourself of us. Well, sorry. We're here for another hour to irritate the living crap out of you. So we call it the bonus hour. Right here at Z100. Thank you for listening, no matter where you are. You can listen to us. Well, I don't have to tell you how you can listen because you're listening now. That would be stupid.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Max. Max just walked in. He's ready for the bonus hour. So we put it out there, guys. Danielle and Gandhi. I asked the world, hey, text in what song you want us to start the hour with. Someone from area code 814 suggested Stereo MCs and Connected. Hit it, Scary. What a great song, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is a good Monday song. You don't want anything too fast, too furious. You want something a little more deliberate. This is sexy. Stereo MCs kicking off our bonus hour at Z100. That sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah!
Stereo MCs. Connected. I love it. Well, here it is, the bonus hour on Z100. You know, Mary Lou is calling from Arizona. They're sitting in a parking lot. And I bet you're wondering, why is Mary Lou in a parking lot in Arizona calling Z100? You're about to do something really cool with your husband, Oliver. You want to talk about it, Mary Lou?
Yeah, we are actually sitting in a parking lot between a mini mart and the post office waiting for my husband to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's so cool. Yes.
Where is Oliver from?
He is from Canada. So he's our neighbor to the north.
And we love our neighbors to the north and south. We love all our neighbors. Well, so I bet I bet Oliver knows more about the U.S. than we do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, did he take the big test where he had to answer all the questions about senators and justices of the peace and stuff? What does he know?
Yeah.
Do we trust him?
We trust him very much. He's okay. A very smart guy. Very smart.
Yeah. This must be a very, very... This must be a very, very touching day for you guys. This is a major, major event.
Yes. This was supposed to happen back in March, but because of COVID, they canceled it and rescheduled it for right now. So,
wow. So have you ever asked Oliver why he wants to become a citizen of the U.S.?
Yeah. I have not.
Should we ask him?
But I do know. We should ask him. They want to know why you want to be a U.S. citizen.
Hi, Oliver.
Hello.
Well,
I've been here for 35 years, so I thought it was about time to become a citizen.
Oh, you've been breathing our oxygen. Now you feel like you should become one of us. I think that's great. Why not?
Exactly.
I think that's a bold move, and obviously you're doing it for some fantastic reasons. I'm so happy. I'm happy for us. We have a new citizen, everyone. Oliver!
Welcome, Oliver.
Thank you, guys.
Reason to celebrate. You guys enjoy the day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We love you guys.
We're proud of you. Thank you, Mary Lou. You guys have a great day. See, you know what? We're all looking for reasons to celebrate. And when this all went down, that was really close to St. Patrick's Day. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was really upset because they couldn't go out and celebrate. They wanted to celebrate, you know, all things Irish. And then, of course, spring break and now graduation season. These are the things that people really do want to celebrate because we love celebrating. We love being happy and milestones and benchmarks and this and that. So they have reason to celebrate. Oliver's he's a new citizen. Look at Gandhi. Awesome. She looks like she's not ready to celebrate.
Really?
Yeah, you have I'm a look on your face like you look like you're over it. Are you over it, Gandhi?
No, I think I'm still in it.
You in it?
Yep.
What about you, Danielle? How you doing?
I'm still in it. Let's in a minute to win it. Let's go.
All right. Froggy seems happy. We all seem generally fine, right? We're okay.
I really have nothing to complain about at all.
I have days or hours of a day where you get a little depressed, you get a little down, but then I try to think about the ways that I'm lucky and the things that I'm blessed to have and the things that I'm still blessed to be able to do, and I take myself out of that.
Right.
I was looking up in all my photos on my iPhone, going all the way back to the very beginning of this, and all the pictures of food we've taken and all the funny, stupid crap we've done, and we had to capture it. You know, Alex and I get drunk and dress up like Santa Claus and put on a show. I mean, we really have done so much. Yeah. I think it would be a waste not to look back at all your photos and all your posts over these past 3 months or 2 months, whatever it is, and look at how our lives have changed, and sometimes for the better. What's up, Scary?
I'm happy, but I'm starting to get restless. As the weather gets better here in the area, I'm really starting to... Like Max is right now. He's over it. I'm trying so hard to, like, you know, I'm still playing by the rules. I'm not being reckless, but I'm starting to open my valve a little bit, if you know what I'm saying.
It's time to open the valve and let the schnauzers of New York bark in the background. There he is. No, you're not alone. Scary. I mean, no, there are a lot of people who are just so. Hey, Alex, can you get Max? Here's the thing. Dogs do what dogs do. You know, I mean, he's being a dog. They bark at things to let you know they're keeping an eye on things. That's what I can't get mad at him. Anyway, a lot of people are very crusty right now and very, very, very brittle. And, you know, we're fine. We're good. If you need us, you know, just lean on us, listen to our show. We'll have some fun, talk about a bunch of nothing for 5 hours, and then we're done for the day. I don't know. But yeah, Froggy seems very happy. Look at him yawning.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. I mean,
are we boring you, Froggy?
No. I'm not sleeping very well. Like, I'm doing okay, like, emotionally and physically and mentally, but I'm just not sleeping well. And I feel like a lot of people are saying they're not sleeping well during this time.
I'm not sleeping well.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sleep pattern's just completely off. Like, I'll go to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning, get up at 4:30 and do this. And then I want to take a nap in the middle of the day. It's just stupid.
Does anybody else wake up, have a day, and at night you look at the clock and it's like it's bedtime and you can't really think of what you did but the whole day's gone.
Yes. It just melts away.
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't do anything. It just melts away. The day's over.
Yeah, you see, I woke up this morning like, what did I do yesterday? So I went to look at my text messages, and I didn't really do anything. We just had a fun weekend, though. We had a great weekend. Ask me what we did.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I have no idea. No clue.
But you did it well.
No clue at all. We did it, but I don't know what it was. How are you doing, Straight Nate? You hanging in there?
I'm doing good. I actually, what Froggy said, I'm so glad that he said that, because I haven't been sleeping well. There's times I wake up from a nap in the afternoon. I have no clue what day it is, and I realize what the hell did I do today? I didn't do anything. I got up. I went to work. I made some food. And I went back to bed, and I got up, and I did it all over again. So it's so nice to know that everybody is going through the same exact thing.
You know? We are. And some of us are handling it better than others. Now, here's another thing that's driving me a little nuts about me. I've disappointed myself. Typically, if I'm on the news or I'm traveling around the World Wide Web looking for news and stuff, if I see something troubling, like someone becoming unhinged and screaming at people behind the counter at the fast food place, whatever, I don't watch those videos. I don't like to see them. I don't like to see people lose it, because a lot of people are losing it right now. Yeah. But yesterday I found two or three videos and I had to go back and watch them again. I was intrigued by how awful people can be. I mean, awful. This one lady walked into a Verizon store and started screaming about how the guy was the devil and shrieking. And everyone in the store is like, "Lady, are you okay?" And she was just the worst a human being could be. And so what did I do? I went back and watched it twice more.
Was it fulfilling all three times?
Well, no, I'm not enjoying what I'm seeing. It makes me sad that people act like that, and especially,
you just sit there and you go, no, this can't be real. Are you crazy? Are you kidding?
This is not the time to be ragging on anyone out there in the open, or, strangers working retail. This is no time to be mean to anyone. We're all going through a bunch of crap right now. We're all, a mess, and some more than others, Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nate's yelling at me. He's totally unhinged.
Nathaniel.
I'm just reminding you. I mean, what you're saying is way more important than what I'm typing right now and telling you to do. But no, I think,
Well, we can do three things here. We got plenty of time, right?
Okay, go for it.
Right? Okay. Well, thank you. Love you, Straight Nate. You know, for someone who hasn't murdered someone in a while, you're holding on okay.
Yeah, it's really hard to murder people when you can't be around anybody.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, in order to murder someone, you'll have to get within 6 feet. Unless you shoot them from across the room. What's scary?
People are noticing a drastic improvement, because the text just came in that said that we've come a long way from broadcasting from home day one, where there was that ringing connection, and then we dropped out.
Oh,
it was really bad at first, but now you can't even tell that you guys are not in the studio for the most part.
And I hate that. I thought we had more fun when everything just crapped the bed. That was more fun than me.
I can tank it for you if you want.
Well, it has to be.
The bed. Come on, every now and then it still craps the bed.
Not like those first few days. That was a mountain of fecal matter in the bed. All right, now let's get into the.
Like Darth Vader in months.
Yeah,
I know. We're due for that. Okay, give us three things, Gandhi. You're on.
All right, alternate side of the street parking is back in effect this week, so that crews can clean up streets that haven't seen street sweepers in more than a month. The parking rules are expected to be relaxed again next week. This pandemic has led to the longest parking regulation suspension in city history. Mayor de Blasio says city beaches will not be open for Memorial Day weekend, since it's still not safe to have large crowds gathering. Beaches in New Jersey will reopen next weekend. But as for New York, the mayor says people can walk on the sand with social distancing, but no one is allowed to go swimming. The mayor warned that if people violate these rules, fences could go up and police will control entry points. And finally, let's give it up a little bit for Stop and Shop, which supposedly donated over 16 tons of food to people in need in Westchester County.
Excellent.
They gave rice, tomato sauce, milk, canned vegetables, mac and cheese, and pantry workers believe that there could be close to 400,000 people in the county who actually need help right now putting meals on the table. So great. We love that. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. We'll take a break. We're back after this with more of the Bonus Hour.
Got Z100.
You're listening to a Bonus Hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the Bonus Hour. I don't know. You were saying yesterday we're going to get a lot of rain today. It looks sunny out here in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Scary, what's going on?
Oh, no. It's going to be a mix of sun and clouds today. And same thing. Tomorrow's going to be a sunny day, too. We're going to see a high near 70 this afternoon, 65 tomorrow. Beautiful. Right now,
well, 55. Hold on. Let me get Danielle's. Let me get her weather forecast. Because you two always fight over weather.
Yes. I'm just, I can't believe you're wrong, Scary. And you originally said rain today.
You called rain on Friday night, and it was a beautiful evening. It never rained anywhere I was.
I didn't call for it. They said possible on the reliable news sources.
Gandhi and I, we're like Kermit the Frog drinking tea while you guys just go on and on.
It got to the point where the reliable news sources even said there was a possibility of hail that you went back and edited your report.
That was pressure. That was social pressure by you.
That's what it was.
Okay, you two. Okay, let's stop. Okay, hold it together.
It turned out to be a beautiful night.
Z100, I see a beautiful day forming, at least where I am in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Glass is half full. Thank you, Elvis.
Okay, so let's talk about some things going on. Let's talk about beaches. Okay, so Governor Cuomo, he's opening state beaches, right? Is that right?
But leaving it to the municipalities and counties to decide what they want to do on a local level, which is why...
Okay, so Mayor de Blasio is saying, no, we're not ready to open up cities' beaches. Here's the problem, and I agree with Scary on this. People aren't smart. They're going to go to the beach anyway. There's no bathrooms to use, so they're going to be peeing in bottles and crapping in the dunes. There's people going to be out there swimming in the ocean, shark infested waters, and we have no lifeguards. So the city is not providing anything. They're saying you can run down the beach, but don't go in the water. But people are going to do it anyway. That's the way they are, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Scary wants to send a tweet to the mayor,
yes,
saying, "Dear Mr. Mayor, open the beaches so people can have restrooms and lifeguards so they don't piss in Snapple bottles and drown."
Which is the truth. Regardless of how you might feel, you know the outcome is going to be people on these beaches. So he needs to make the decision to open them so the services can come back and handle the issues. Get the lifeguards out there, get the concessions, whatever needs to happen. Because I'm telling you, you don't want closed bathrooms. So, that's my feeling
you're a New Yorker. You've been around here long enough. You know how people are around here. They're going to want to go to the beach. So Jersey beaches are going to be open for Memorial Day weekend, right? So Danielle is all mad because for the first time in history, New Yorkers actually want to go to New Jersey.
You guys on my Jersey for how long? I mean, I'm originally from New York, but I live in Jersey now. And now you all want to come to Jersey.
You don't want them to come there.
Because now you're going to bring the cooties to Jersey. We got enough cooties in Jersey. We don't need any more cooties.
It's ridiculous. Now, Gandhi, when you moved to New York, didn't you see how New Yorkers always look down their noses at Jersey? They think that Jersey is exactly what is right there on the turnpike, and it's not. And we all know that. I have a home here. I've known New Jersey. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. But New Yorkers typically, Jersey, sure. Why would we do that? Well, guess what?
Right.
Because they're open.
Exactly.
Now we're going to see what you're all about.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you notice that when you moved to New York?
When I was first looking for apartments, everybody was telling me Jersey City, Jersey City, Jersey City is where it's at. One person on the show said, "Ew, no, you don't want to live in Jersey." I won't say who that is.
Who's that person?
But I won't say who it is. They might host the show. I don't know. They might have a house in Jersey. And they might have still said, "Ew, you don't want to live in Jersey."
No, what I said was, if you have an opportunity when you first move to New York to have a career here, it's great to live in New York City. That's what I said. That's what I meant.
I remember, you don't want to live in church.
It runs with me. I said, hey, all right. Nate lives in Connecticut now. No one cares about Nate anymore.
Yeah, whatever, Nate. Beach.
Don't forget, I lived in New York City for like 6 years, and I didn't drive to New Jersey. I drove through New Jersey. So I'm sorry about that.
Oh. Yeah, but if you lived in New York right now and my Jersey Shore was open, you know your ass would be there.
Hell yeah.
So I don't want to hear it. Of course I would be.
All right. Hey, I want to switch gears about something else that's going on in New York City. Caroline is on line 24. She loves the bonus hour. You're stuck at home right now. What are you doing at home to like not go stir crazy?
Hey, I'm having a cup of coffee right now listening to you guys.
Now, and, you're an actor, right?
I am, yes.
So, gosh, so many of our friends who work in the industry, on Broadway, off Broadway, not only the people you see on the stage, but all the musicians and all the tech people and people who, everyone, so many people have lost their jobs or they've for now.
Right.
So, you know, they announced, Caroline, that rather than doing, you know, they can't do the awards.
The Tony Awards.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to do a sing-along version of the movie Grease.
Nice.
Well, no, see, but Broadway people are really pissed off because they're like, can't you get creative and come up with Broadway, like some award, Tony Awards moments past that would be, like make a great show? They really want to honor and applaud everyone in the community.
Right.
But they think a sing-along to Grease. Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about that as an actor?
No, I can see that. I actually didn't even hear about the Grease thing. I feel a little out of the loop on that one. But, you know, that's a whole part of me not reading my emails right now. It's terrible. But, yeah, I mean, I think it should definitely be something that celebrates the community and everyone that's involved in it. I mean, for sure. Because there's so many people that are a part of that you don't even get to see that work so hard.
Now, what about you as an actor? I mean, you're starting to think ahead, like, how do I get back in the game? I mean, what's next? I mean, what do you do as an actor? You're sitting at home going,
You know, people have actually been asking other actors, you know, is anyone doing self-tapes right now? There's a lot of self-tape going on for auditions. But when it comes to theater, you know, I do both. I'm in film, TV, and theater. But with the theater stuff, there's no self-taping going on right now from what I, on my end, I haven't seen it. So it's just kind of like, okay, when are we going to start up again? And one of the shows I currently work on, just doing some background stuff for, you know, as a side gig, we shoot in hospitals. So, you know, what are you supposed to do? Are the hospitals going to be back open again and for us to have those floors? And do I even want to go back to that? So,
right, it's kind exactly. of scary. Everything changed. Hey, look, Caroline, our friends at Sweet Pea have given us a nice, fun budget, and they want us to hand out some cash to friends so we can make sure you're out there. You know, if you want to drop $500 on a new whatever, here, we're gonna give you a $500 gift card thanks to Sweet Pea.
Oh my god, thank you so much. That's crazy. I was just trying to talk to you guys and say thank you for what you do.
Well, no. Awesome. I mean, look, you know, what you do for a living is, I love it. We're intrigued by everyone in the community that you're in, acting, theater, live performances, TV, all of it. And our friends at Sweet Pea, they're so cool. They're saying, hey, when you meet some people that may need a little extra whatever, give it to them. So there you go. What else do we love about Sweet Pea, Gandhi?
Okay, so if you are home for quarantine and you're looking to talk to somebody, Sweet Pea is a dating app, but it's not all about swiping. It's about creating conversation and more meaningful connections with people. So you'll have all kinds of different questions you can talk to each other about. Their whole thing is it's a social app for the socially distant, and that by the time you go on your first date, it'll feel like your third because you've made such good connections. So it's really big in New York right now. You should try it out. Maybe not you, Elvis, but other people should try it out. I'm really pushing it on my friends right now.
Okay. Well, look, enjoy the $500. And again, Sweet Pea, we thank you for being our partner. And there you go. Best of luck to you. Break
thank
a leg.
You so much.
Even though it's
thanks,
not time
guys,
to break a leg.
You too.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on. We haven't gone around the room today. Should we take a break and do that coming up? What do you want to do, Straight Nate?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll do that. We'll do Danielle, and then we'll, you know, play a song and whatever.
Danielle and Scary are having a fight.
Well, because he's an asshole. I'm texting him right now.
Okay. Danielle.
What did he do?
Okay, Danielle's calling is the pot that's calling the kettle black. She lives in North Jersey, but she's saying, hey, Bennies, don't go to the Jersey Shore. Danielle is a Benny by definition because the people that live at the Jersey Shore, Monmouth, Ocean County, and those people.
Okay, hold on. I can't hear Danielle,
North
by
Jersey
the way.
People are Benny.
Scary,
Benny.
Did you turn Danielle off
no,
so you can make your point?
She's on.
Danielle, you got to turn
on. Hold on.
We can hear you.
You're reading the text messages. You had no idea what the word Benny even meant until people started. Excuse me. Until people started texting in. Who called me yesterday and asked me to help him get a rental in La Valette? So, I don't even want to hear it.
I'm a Benny.
Who was it?
I'm a Benny. No, okay. No, I'm a self-admitted Benny. Benny stands for Bayonne, Elizabeth, Newark, New York. That's the old school terminology. I am a Benny, but Danielle, you've got to come to the realization, so are you. You live in Bergen County. You are a Benny.
She's a Bergie.
I don't give a...
She's a Bergie.
Let me just tell you something.
We're both Bennies.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm from the Bronx originally. Now I live in New Jersey. Benny, whatever the effing whatever. I don't give... I am living in New Jersey, whether it's down the shore, whether it's Bergen County, Lovell, Serville, I don't give a crap.
Okay, all right.
Let me tell you, you can shove that up your ass, is what you can do.
Danielle, we are who we are. Shut up. Yes, we're both Bennies.
Danielle, I'm on your side.
Tomorrow, please. Can we please play this back tomorrow?
Scary, just
I'm
like he
Benny.
Likes
Give
to like get under your
break.
Skin. No,
oh
you're good, Danielle.
God.
We love you.
Oh my
Scary,
God.
She had the last word. We got to take a break. We'll be back after.
God, Z100.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Thank you guys for doing this every morning.
Here's Elvis.
Z100. That Terry Lee doing the traffic. Is she Carrie Lee? Is she okay? Okay. Sounds like, where is she?
Sounds like she's in a helicopter.
I know she's in a helicopter. I didn't know we could afford a helicopter in these times. Anyway, people are still texting in. They were listening to Z100, listening to the argument between Scary and Danielle, which was sort of interesting. Most people are siding with Danielle on this one. Scary, got to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
Sorry,
Scary. Scary, give me some music. Let's go around the room. Let's see what's on the minds of your colleagues. We'll start with you, Danielle. What's on your mind? What else is on your mind?
So I was watching Hoarders over the weekend. And oh my gosh, they get you right in the beginning. This was the one on Netflix, like, you know, where they have all the different ones. And just as you think you're done, they just show you the mess in the house of the next episode. And you're hooked. And you just stay there to watch that. And just when you think the one house couldn't be worse than the house in the last episode, it's worse. I love how Danielle's talking about hoarders,
but look at the background in the basement. She's got more branches of crap back there.
She's in a hoarding basement.
It's organized. It's all games. Those are board games, guys. You see, you'd all have right. some, tons of fun okay. at my house with board games.
It's okay. I'm a hoarder. I'm a happy hoarder. Scary, what's up with you today?
I think we've jumped the shark on Zoom room hangouts and what you want to do in the room. Because it started with the happy hour, and that's great. Have a drink. But it's now moved on to Zoom room brunches and birthday parties. But hold on, even worse, steak dinners. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to cook a steak dinner with 8 courses and sit in front of my computer and eat. It's weird. So I kind of joined them after they finished their dinner, and I kind of cheated because I was supposed to do that on Saturday night.
Well, I tell you, that Z100 Zoom room, that was amazing. It was great going in, but after I left, all the Z100 people from way back were filing in. It was good to see Rich Davis and, oh my God, Wilson the cleaning guy. I missed seeing Wilson the cleaning guy.
Yeah. That was awesome.
But Danielle went through. Carolina came in for a while, right? Carolina Bermuda?
Yeah.
And Greg T was in for a while.
And Kid Kelly.
Yeah.
That's right, Kid Kelly on the Home Fresh. Anyway, next time you do one of those things, I want to pop in again. It was great hanging out with the historical figures from the days of Z100. Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
In my house, you absolutely cannot watch anything on television that has a dog in it. If there is a dog on the screen at any time, my two idiots go absolutely ape crap, try to hop up on top of the counter underneath the television and want to destroy it. So you can't. Last night we're trying to watch I was flipping through channels. The Beverly Hills Dog Show was on. They go through the television and they start looking on the sides to see where the dogs are walking to off the screen. I'm like, we got to get it off.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you cannot watch any dog movies or any commercial, nothing with dogs.
As soon as you think your dogs are smart, they do stuff like that. You're like, oh, no, they're stupid.
Yeah, he's not that smart.
Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you?
I cannot get enough of 90 Day Fiancé. I was a little bit behind on this current season, which Danielle has been talking about over and over, and I am just now starting to catch up. My God. It is a combination of like The Bachelor, Catfish, My 600-Pound Life, and Survivor all rolled into one in a dating show. And it's crazy. I cannot wait to get to the end of it. There's so many questions I have. But like I told you guys before, the worst part is my boyfriend keeps skipping ahead of me and then sitting next to me ruining all of it. So I got to kick him out of my area for this because it's driving me insane.
It's on my list. I'm going to start watching this 90 Day Fiancé crap. And
I mean, so good. Start with this season.
I need a really bad show to watch. I mean, other than watching you guys in this Zoom room, this is a bad show.
But this is it.
I'm kidding. Danielle, let's get into the final Danielle report of the day on Z100 during the bonus hour. What do you have going on? Your microphone's getting really weird, by the way.
Is it? It always happens at this time of day. As we were saying before, they are not going to be showing, obviously, the Tony Awards this year because the Tonys are not happening. So instead, they're going to show a Grease sing-along, and a lot of Broadway actors and actresses are not happy about it. They're like, well, can't you do something else? Like, maybe you could show a retrospective of past great Tony performances and speeches or something else. I'm wondering if they could actually take some of the people that are on Broadway right now and put them into the Grease sing-along or something, or at least do something to represent the people that are on the stage right now, the great ones of today. You know, I don't know. They have to do something though. You know, they have to do something.
But playing a Grease sing-along, I mean, someone actually said Grease is the turd. I mean, they're mad. Yeah. They want something that is more appropriate, that honors the men and women who have been working for years. And this is their life. This is their love, you know, the theater. Playing a Grease sing-along?
Maybe greatest hits of the Tonys. I mean, something else. I don't know.
I'm with you.
So Bradley Cooper has dropped $13.5 million in cash on a New York City brownstone. This was right before the pandemic hit. So he spent millions more apparently renovating it. And people are saying now that he regrets it because the bills are piling up and that the property could take a huge hit, that he may never see a return on his investment because of the amount of money that he's putting into it and what's going to be happening with New York City real estate right about now. So kind of crazy. So our own Just Sam won season 18 of American Idol. Yes, she's from Harlem, our own New York City girl. So congratulations to her. If you didn't see the craziness that went down last night on American Idol, just Google it because I'm not going to get into it again, but it was a little crazy. We lost internet and somebody thought he won and he hadn't, unfortunately, so it was a little crazy. Justin Bieber wishes that he didn't have sex with the people he had sex with. He wishes he had waited until he was married. I don't know if anybody else wishes that they had done that. I know Gandhi said if she wishes that she waited, she would never have sex because she's not married. She doesn't plan on getting married. Okay. Lady Gaga has a new song coming out this week. It's the collaboration she did with Ariana Grande. It's called Rain On Me. It will be coming out Friday at midnight. A lot of people have been waiting for that. Tara Reid is in talks to play Carol Baskin in the live-action movie adaptation of the Netflix docuseries about Tiger King. Do you think that's a good idea? I don't know.
Nah. We're waiting.
Anyway, that's my Danielle report.
Thank you, Danielle. Love you. You know, I could go on and on just listening to you yell at Scary. That was my favorite part of the show today.
Yeah.
Scary, push the button. That's pretty good. Let's go. You know what? I heard this song over the weekend. I'm thinking, what a great song to play at the end of a Monday show. This seems like a good Monday end of show song. So here we are. It's time. Bittersweet Symphony. We got to get out of here. Till tomorrow, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out. Peace out, everybody.
Change.